This is episode 2103 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, we launch into a brand new series we'll be exploring all week long. And that is the theme of truthfulness. Truth, something that is so rare in the world these days, it seems, especially if you look at institutions such as political, economical, health, educational, many of the public institutions that we used to hold with such trust. We now feel as though we don't know what the truth is. We feel deceived, at least in the country where I live, in the United States. I think worldwide, we have reached a point where we don't know what is true these days. It's hard to find trusted sources of information. We're not likely to find it in most of the popular news sources. In fact, we're at a time when people are beginning to speak their truth and demand their truth be heard. So the truth has become more and more important in today's world. And when you sit down to meditate, you tap into your inner truth. And that is one of the most valuable things you could be doing for yourself right now, honoring your own truth. As you go throughout this week's series, you have a challenge along the way. This is a challenge where you begin to think about the thoughts you think, the words you say, and the actions you do, and think about whether they're really based in truth. It's staggering to look at research in regard to the number of thoughts the typical person thinks each minute of each day, and how the great majority, over 90% of those thoughts, are negative, repetitive thoughts. So you could be going around all day thinking negative, repetitive thoughts. This is a week to challenge your truths and your beliefs. And notice when others speak. Notice if they are speaking the truth. There will be a lot of awareness you explore this week as you go through this week's truth quest. You're on a quest for truth. And you're going to be following along with the Yoga Sutras and the second Yama, which is Satya. It has to do with truthfulness. This was a great work written by the ancient sage Patanjali in the year 500 BC, or even possibly some time during the time frame all the way up to 200 AD. We're not really sure when the Yoga Sutras were written, or if Patanjali even wrote the Yoga Sutras. But this is a great work that has to do with living your life according to yogic principles. It has to do with unity. And the yamas, there are five yamas, which you'll be exploring each yama over the next few weeks. So you explored last week the first yama of loving kindness. Actually, it's ahimsa, nonviolence, not harming others with your thoughts, your actions, and your words. But the result is loving kindness. This week, as you explore the second yama of the Yoga Sutras, truthfulness, you may be surprised by what you discover in regard to your own truthfulness, especially in the thoughts you think. So, you're going on a truthfulness quest this week. Every day this week, think about the thoughts, the words, and the actions you're speaking. Become more aware of some non-truths you may be talking about. Rumors that might not be true. Fear about the future that may not ever happen. Think about news sources. Think about other people around you. Are they really speaking the truth? Or are their beliefs harmful? Really begin to notice this. You will be creating for yourself this week a safety shield. So you'll begin the first protection with your safety shield in tomorrow's episode. For today, reflect on truth and deception in your own life. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate and sit in stillness, think about an area of your life where you want to begin demanding more truth. Maybe there's someone who's been deceiving you and you know it. How can you begin to build boundaries to keep yourself safe from all the untruth out there in the world today? You'll be guided through these steps throughout this week's series. For now, sit up straight and close your eyes. Keep them slightly elevated upward. This little gesture will help to keep your thoughts uplifted. Calm your mind and body, beginning to notice where you hold tension in your body, and notice if this tension may have to do with any kind of deception or untruth. Just notice. Continue to sit in stillness and think about common thoughts you think on a regular basis. Maybe one you're thinking right now. Is there any truth to this thought? Or is it a judgment or an emotion that isn't grounded in truth? Just reflect. No judgment, no shame, just awareness. Your thoughts are simply habits. You can begin to break through the barriers to truth. If you'd like to go a little more deeply into this week's series, you can be guided in 30-minute meditations on the Sip and Om Meditation app. You can try the app for 2 weeks free access to over 2,000 meditations for 2 weeks free. You'll receive a truthfulness guide and truth journal. As you sit in stillness, reflect on the truth of your thoughts, your words, and your actions. You are so worth slowing down for.